The end of the article isn't the end of the story. The Journal podcast goes behind the scenes with reporters and covers everything from the Mormon Church's $100 billion fund to coronavirus. Listen to The Journal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, May 14th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Millions of Americans set aside money for programs like daycare and summer camp using a pre-tax savings plan called a flexible spending account, or FSA. But now that schools are closed and the kids are staying home, the money going into FSAs through automatic contributions could be more useful elsewhere.
Yes, the IRS is doing what it can within the letter of the law to give people a lot more flexibility. If they thought they were going to be paying for summer camp this summer or after school care and those things have gone away, they may have money piling up in those accounts and they were just going to keep putting money in if they hadn't gotten these new rules, this new flexibility from the IRS.
That's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Coming up, she'll explain what people can and cannot do with the money in their FSA.
Robotics, artificial intelligence, augmented reality. The future is here. Listen to Tomorrow Today with the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything, the podcast that takes you to the front lines of science and tech and shows you what's coming next. Look ahead. What do you hear? The Future of Everything from the Wall Street Journal. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Americans who are making automatic contributions to flexible spending accounts, or FSAs, for their kids or older dependents are getting some relief from the IRS. Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders is with us with details. So, Laura, what are the changes the IRS is allowing regarding dependent care FSAs?
What they're doing is they're providing a lot more flexibility. In general, when you elect to put money into a dependent care FSA, you make that decision before the beginning of the year, and then you can't change it during the year unless something really big happens, like a divorce or a death or a birth or whatever. Now they're saying that you can go back into the account and change your elections and either turn off the election, stop the money you're putting in, or you can make it more or you can make it less. And that's if the company also allows you to do it. But the IRS is giving the company the ability to allow workers to do this.
So the IRS is recognizing that people's lives have been really thrown into upheaval.
Yes, the IRS is doing what it can within the letter of the law to give people a lot more flexibility. If they thought they were going to be paying for summer camp this summer or after school care and those things have gone away, they may have money piling up in those accounts and they were just going to keep putting money in if they hadn't gotten these new rules, this new flexibility from the IRS.
So in a year like the one that we're in, can people withdraw the money?
That's not entirely clear, but apparently within the letter of the law, once you put money in, you can't take it out except for reimbursable eligible expenses. And so what this allows you to do is to lower the contribution or to turn it off or to raise it if you need to do that.
So there's still a risk of losing the money that's in there.
They could, and that may be, it may be hard to get it back, but at least you can stop it from getting to be more.
Is any money put into the FSA taxable?
No, it's pre-tax money, and it's pre-tax in a really good way. It comes out with no income taxes and no payroll taxes, either for the employee or the employer. And that's a pretty good deal because payroll taxes are, you know, up over 12%.
It seems like opportunities to make changes don't come around very often.
No, they really don't. This is not what the law was set up for, but we're in the middle of a crisis, and the IRS is doing what it can to, you know, give people options.
Now, do the IRS say that only people who have money set aside for things like daycare or summer camp are eligible to make changes?
Well, it's mainly used for daycare, summer camp, and after-school care. But remember that the dollars in these accounts can be used for care for elderly dependents, like if your mother is your dependent. It could also be used for a disabled child over the age of 13, but who can't care for himself or herself. So there are a range of options. It's just that mostly it has gone for the care of children under age 13.
Now, an employer has to take some steps in order for this flexibility to be available to the employee.
It's a two-step process. It's what the law allows and the IRS interprets, but then the employer has to adopt these changes into its own plan. They are not required to do that. So people who have questions should talk to their employers. But the experts we talk to think that most employers will adopt these changes pretty quickly.
Now, for people who might not be familiar with how dependent care FSAs work, the rules are kind of particular with respect to the ages of people the money would be spent on.
With dependent care FSAs, they apply to a lot of expenses for children under 13 if those expenses allow the parents to work. That's the idea of it. And if the child is 13 or older, maybe a mother, a father, a disabled child, if those people cannot take care of themselves, then dollars can go into the account to be used for their care in a way that allows the responsible person, the parent or whatever, to work.
And what other types of changes has the IRS made to other kinds of FSAs?
Healthcare FSAs also have new flexibility. That's a little different from what's going on with dependent care FSAs, so people should talk to their HR departments about that. And the other thing the IRS did was to give new flexibility on health coverage. Usually you have to set it, you know, before the year begins and you can't go back in unless there's a life change event, like a death or a birth or something. But people have new freedom this year to move into plans or out of plans or to change their elections inside the plans.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.